Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. We are back for another week, and gee, there's a lot going on, young JC. We've got great horse racing, we've got great greyhound racing, there's football finals. It's just...
What a time to be alive.
All you can do is focus on sport. You can't focus on your family or your job or anything like that or your friends.
Just, luckily, I have nothing.
They've got to go into the distance for a while.
Yeah. As long as
all you've got is the punt and
as long as I've got punt and accounts and greyhounds and horse racing and footy finals, that's all I need in life to keep going. So I can't wait to rip and tear into another big week of grand racing action.
Excellent. Well, quickly, the show rundown. There it is. Have a quick check-in with you about your Thursday set, your accountability, all that kind of stuff. We're going to review the Derby in the Oaks of South Australia, Angle Park. Great races there. The Blacktop has $1 million chase implications. The final is on very soon. We'll be going to that. Have a little bit of a recap of $1 million chase regional finals, and then we'll wrap it all up. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right, first up, your accountability. 2 from 3 last week again. You're very consistent. It just hovers around that 7% percentage on turnover. It's about the same as interest rates, isn't it?
It's about a people out of mortgage. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, so I think your strike rate's gone up from 50% to 51% after last week.
That's what happens when you go at 66.6% for the previous Thursday. So anyway, hopefully,
it's great, and they're big firmers, and hey, you're hanging in there, and it's not easy to tip a winner.
No, especially not at SP. Yeah, as you mentioned, big firmers. Once again, I think Ritzer Watson was $4 opening into about even money, and Aiden's Warrior was about $2.70 opening to $1.35 or whatnot. So market obviously got those ones wrong, but we have to go off the SP, Ladbrokes SP, and... currently going all right, but let's rip and tear into this week. We must always look forward. Let's go to Hobart. I've got 3 tips. That's only where I'm staying, Hobart. So race 1, number 1, Steph for Free. I was heavily supported yesterday, speared the lids and won from the straw over this track and trip. Gets the same setup here, and I can't see why she can't do it once again to make it 2 from 2 to start her career.
Yep.
Race 8, number 8, Red Stiletto has been doing her racing at Launceston recently, returns to what I think is her pet track and trip. She's had 8 starts here for 4 wins and a further 3 placings. She's always shown a bit of a liking to use a track, so I think box 8 will suit her down to the ground, and she should be really hard to hold out late in the piece coming off a win over the 600 metres last week. And race 9, number 7, Gaslock, to round out the night, meets a really weak maiden and 5th grade field here. He's won 2 and placing a further 4 from his 7 starts. Also, another runner that does like to use a track. So box 7 is right up his alley, and he should be really hard to hold out. So those are the 3 best bets for Hobart on Thursday night.
Very good, JC. Thank you for that. And we're going to roll straight into our review of the Oaks and the Derby from Angle Park. We're going to kick off with a review of the Oaks, and we are looking for Bunstorm from the Red. Here we go.
Yeah, she was heavily supported in betting. She started $3, and you can see exactly why. Lids are about to spear open, and she spears out first. Whooshka, straight to the front. Dakota Ava, the South Australian runner, she gets in the 2nd position here. And then you've got to look for the runners. Sudi Keeping in box 8 gets in the 3rd. A pillar here in the Butcher's Cloth, currently in 5th position, gets underneath Flying Dinar down the back straight. She makes a really late charge, but Bunstorm, the Victorian bitch, she holds on for a victory. Run 30 and 42 and improve 3 lengths from her first start to her 2nd start at this track, which is really important to note. Especially a bit of a form pearl for punters out there. When dogs have their 2nd start at a racetrack, they can always improve. So keep that in mind. But Bunstorm, nice bitch, and Appeal is probably one to watch over in South Australia over a bit more distance.
Very good. We're going to move to the Derby. We're looking for Paul Petrov from the 8. Here we go.
Yes, well, it was Iconic Jetty started a really warm favourite, the WA runner from the Butcher's Cloth, and he once again speared the lids, found the front. But Paul Petrov, really important stage in this race, watching the Fairy Floss runner here, gets underneath all that carnage on the first corner and gets a really prominent position in 3rd place. He's really strong late in the piece, this dog, and you thought for a moment there Iconic Jet could get away with this race. Once again, he run really fast 1st and 2nd split, but he did cramp up or just get tired, I guess, late in the piece. But he's definitely a dog to watch going into the future. But Paul Petrov, he's about to unleash chaos on Iconic Jet, gets over the top of him and wins in 30 and 53.
Very good. It's time to move to the Blacktop. So we know the Blacktop is at the Gardens.
It is.
Lead up to the $1 million chase. So the 1st 3 across the line in the final will get a berth in the semifinals of the $1 million chase. If they already have a berth,
correct,
it'll go back to lower placing. So it could even be like 6th, 5th and 4th who end up getting them. If they all had $1 million chase semifinals berths. But we're going to have a little bit of a review of some of the heats. And the first one we're going to look at is Heat 1. And we're looking at You Never Lose from the Red. Here we go.
Yeah, well, there were 6 heats conducted last week. RI, the winners obviously of all those heats, get through to this week's final and the 2 fastest seconds. You Never Lose here in box 1. Really good battle in betting pre-race with I'm a Mustang, You Never Lose. But You Never Lose gets the best of the jump. And as you can see there, finds the front. Quickly puts a couple of lengths on Iron Mustang, and that's pretty much where they ended up. Iron Mustang chased really valiantly, but ended up finishing in second position. It was just good to see You Never Lose finally draw a box, I guess, for connections, because that was start number 19, and that was his first run off the cherry rug. So he's obviously made well good use of that run, and he's run 29.18, which is a really fast time. So it'd be very hard to hold out in the final.
Talk about fast time. What about this one? Nat Al Sheba, maybe the most informed greyhound in Australia at the moment. We're watching him out of the four. He absolutely flies. This is his fifth win in a row. Nearly breaks a track record. Take it away, JC.
And he wasn't even favourites, because all the money came for Tulsi Banner in box eight. She started odds on favourite. She loves wide boxes. She's been absolutely flying. But Nat Al Sheba gets the best of the start. Tulsi Banner does not, and her race was well and truly over at box rise. Nat Al Sheba found the front, and if there was any dog in this race, you didn't want to find the front. If you weren't on him, it was Nat Al Sheba, and if you were on him, your ticket was pretty much home. You could have walked straight to the bar. He streaks away, wins by upwards of six lengths, runs 28.97.
Do you mind?
Five wins in a row for Nat Al Sheba, and he's racing in career best form. He's beaten the likes of Rinsalot in recent weeks, and once again, he comes up with box four in the final.
Unreal. Let's move to Heat 5. Good odds club of the Group 1 winner. Here we go. He jumps out of the seven, the black.
Yeah, another dog that's absolutely flying, arguably one of the more informed dogs currently in the state. Come off the Dapto Megastar win last Thursday and was really heavily supported in betting. Started about that $1.60 mark on Ladbrokes. Speared the lids, got outside Foreign Banner, and from there, you're sitting very, very pretty if you're on him. He's starting to get really strong late in his races. That would probably be his 25th win out of his 44 starts, potentially. He's just a winner, this dog. He didn't run overly fast time considering some of the other heats we've obviously gone through. However, you cannot discount him. He's a Group 1 winner and he's a very, very talented dog who knows where the finishing post is.
Very good. Let's keep moving to last. We're going to watch Heat 6 from the Czechs, Sunset Frazier. What a great name for a dog. Here we go.
Ooh, Sunset Frazier. David Hobbies recently sent him over from WA for a tilt at the MDC via a black top, and hopefully he can win it for Michelle Sultana and Daryl Thomas. He was once again heavily supported in betting, started at odds on. You can see why. Shortly after box rise, he absolutely demolished this field. He just completely just sprinted away from them. He's got one of the most blistering turns of speed in the greyhound world right now. Arguably up there with the Explicit, in my opinion, as the two best second split dogs. And he ran a really fast 29.12. So he's going to be really hard to hold out in that first corner in the final.
What does all this mean? Let's go and look at the final, the box draw and the market. Here it is. It's on Friday night. It's race eight. You can see that. What do you make of it all?
Well, I think this race could get messy. I don't like to say that, obviously, for the dogs and the participants, but as we saw on those replays, the first turn at the Gardens can come up really quickly, and there's just a lot of fireworks set to come here. You got the likes of Nat Al Sheba, Good Odds Cobber, Sunset Frazier, Gets Late Early, and You Never Lose, all capable of pushing forward. I think the big winners from the box draw were Nat Al Sheba and Good Odds Cobber. Obviously, the money's come for those two runners, so you can see why. Mm-hmm. And the losers were probably Sunset Frazier, Gets Late Early, and You Never Lose. Gets Late Early in box six, she does like to use a track, whereas Sunset Frazier in box seven, he likes to carve across to the rail. So there might be a bit of carnage out wide. So I've gone for a low box and I've gone for Good Odds Cobber. Yep. That's where I've landed on. He's obviously coming off that Group 1 Dapto Megastar win last fortnight. That was his first start at the Gardens. I'm unsure if he has trialled there in the past, but I'd like to think there is some improvement left in him. Hopefully he can cross the red early, find the rails, and as we saw there, he's starting to get really strong at the back end of 500 in his races, and he should be really hard to hold out late in the piece.
Fantastic. Great preview of the Blacktop. We've got to move to our review of some of the Million Dollar Chase action and a little bit of a preview of some of the regional finals that are coming up. Where are we going to go? We're going to go to Wagga, Grafton and Nowra. We're just going to throw the markets up for these races. Here they are, starting with Wagga. What do you make of that
one? It's all happening, ROI. It's greyhound racing thrown at your face, and you've got it at Wagga this Friday night, obviously, along with the Blacktop. And the Victorians there, Follow the Band and Holden Bale, they look to have a stranglehold on this race and in the market. So best of luck to Rebecca Gibbon. She's got three of the top four in betting.
Let's move to Grafton, which is going to be on Sunday, the regional final in Grafton. There's the market.
Now, this is a dog in form, RI, number three, recycled for Jason McKay. He was really brilliant, winning from box five there in his heat last week. He's come up favourite here, and rightly so. You got Daisy's Rory, a dog that was really well commissioned last week from box eight. He's drawn well once again in box seven. And Duffman for Jetta Cutlick and the Prince, Tommy Savellis. That was his first start at Grafton off a little short turnaround. He only had 3 days between runs from Albion Park. So he's probably the one there in the market where they've probably undervalued him, and he's probably the one that I reckon will firm closer to jump.
Fantastic. Let's finish off with Nowra, and Nowra runs on Monday.
Yes, I'm sure we'll be watching this race next Wednesday on our show, just giving a little review. And both Bowers Ace for Mini Finn, 2.40 favourite there. Is a dog that can sometimes, wouldn't say turn it up, but isn't the most genuine dog. So I personally won't be steaming into a $2.40 RI. I don't suggest anyone else out there do so. So maybe Zipping Chaplain or Zipping Duval could provide a bit of value in that race for you.
Great, mate. All right, I think we're just about done. Been a rip-roaring, very fast show, but that's the way we like it. To finish off, I just want to bring everyone's attention to this, which is it's basically a punters club. We're hosting a pot for Ladbrokes in their mates mode on Friday night for the Manikato Stakes meeting. It'll be a lot of fun. You can go there and buy into it. I'd like to see us do this on some greyhound racing, maybe later in the year if this goes all right. We're going to do another one for the Cox Plate. Pretty cool to get all you involved in a pot with all of us, and you can help with some of the lessons. We can get a couple other smart dog judges in and try and give it to Ladbrokes. So we'll be doing that on Friday night. If you want to get involved, we'll put the link in the description. You can go and get in. And we're doing a live stream as well, so you can watch the live stream live from Moonee Valley. It should be fun. It's a real privilege for us to be able to be given access to Moonee Valley and stuff. So that's what's happening in the den on Friday night.
Why does the zone look so grumpy there?
It's a serious thing. Like, he's not happy.
Serious. He hates bookies, doesn't he?
That's it. It's not like it's not a fun thing for him. He has to win. He doesn't like the bookies. He wants their money. And you can all go and bet with him, and hopefully we do get the bookies money. So I think
that's the guy on my team. He looks fired up and ready to rip right in.
It's a great place to finish. Thank you for the support, and we'll see you on Friday night, hopefully, if not next Wednesday. Up the den. Go the Dish Lickers. Bye. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.